Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's the latest on the Pack? Let's go inside the locker room with Packers beat writer Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette on 9 to Noon with Kuhn, featuring former Packers fullback John Kuhn and Rami Makhlouf on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
It is that time, as we do every Wednesday at 10 o'clock here on 9 to Noon with John Kuhn and myself, Rami Makhlouf, to check in with that dude on the Packers beat for the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com, and us right here on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network. He is Ryan Wood, and he joins us on the guest hotline powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. Woody, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Good. There's no math. There is no math on the exam this morning. Last week, we asked you to fill out a pie chart of blame, and you were none too pleased that we asked you to do math at 10 a.m. on a Wednesday. No math this week, so you're off the hook, buddy.
And that is why I'm doing great. It's all correlative.
Let me ask you this, though. I'll ask you the question that we were asking our listeners and myself and John this morning. Give me one thing, Ryan Wood, as we sit here at a little past a halfway point of the season, that makes you think the Packers can win a Super Bowl, and one thing that makes you think could get in the way of winning a Super Bowl about this Packers team right now.
Can I give you two things that I think can...
You can do whatever you want, Ryan Wood. It's your world. We're just living in it, bud.
We know that's not true, but I appreciate you creating the illusion. Jordan Love and Micah Parsons. Like, you need elite talent to win Super Bowls in this league, and they've got elite talent in Jordan Love and Micah Parsons. The quarterback display that Jordan Love put on in New York in that kind of win on the road gets a pretty good defensive front. That was impressive. And then on the other side, the amount of attention Micah Parsons gets every single week from opposing offensive lines is uncommon. It's otherworldly. So you got a team with Jordan Love and Micah Parsons, I think that you have a shot. You have quarterback play, you have the pass rush. As far as what this is more macro. I mean, the run game and the micro, that's a concern. Macro, they're just not consistent enough, and they haven't shown to be consistent enough to string together what they're probably going to have to do, which is four straight weeks in January. Like, you have to be able to string together weeks to make a run. And I'm curious if they can start to do that now. This is the time of season where they need to start to do that. But we haven't seen that from this team. They'll win one week, they'll look great one week, and then they'll look god-awful another week. And it's just got to even out.
You know, Woody, you bring up a good point. This is the time of year when Matt LaFleur does his best work. He's 29-9 in week 12 or later in NFL seasons. That's the best record in the NFC since he was hired as a Packers head coach. To you, you've been here for every single one of those seasons. What makes them play better at this time of the year?
Well, John, a happy Toyota-thon to you.
Well, yeah, that's happy certainly. Toyota-thon to you as well.
that doesn't hurt, right? I go back to 2023, and for the first half of that season, offensively with a new quarterback, a bunch of rookies around the new quarterback, they just looked dead in the water. And Matt LaFleur that season, this offensive coaching staff, showed an ability to figure it out as they went. And I think that that is very important in this league to do, because the difference between week one and week 18 is like two different seasons. I mean, it's such a long, long schedule. And there's so many things that come up. You have to have an ability to figure out as they do. And I think that we're seeing the coaching staff attempt to do that this year. I mean, it's no secret to anybody. They need to run the football better. I've been on record saying I'm curious if they have some small Malik Willis package just for the run game. Like, is that a solution? Like, look at everything. No stone left unturned. But they do have an ability. They've shown an ability in the past, even with this core, to figure it out as they go. And that's what they're going to need to do again.
Talking with Ryan Wood, our Green Bay football insider here on 9 to noon with John Kuhn and myself, Rami Makhlouf. Since Tucker Kraft went down, I think Packers fans have been wondering, and Jordan Love and Matt LaFleur have been searching for that guy who could kind of be Jordan Love's go-to guy, especially near the end zone. Did Christian Watson establish himself as that on Sunday in that win over the Giants, Woody?
Well, he sure needs to be. You know, I thought the wind in New York was kind of like a great equalizer, right? Everybody struggled catching the football. The wind was hellacious. And you kind of found out who can make plays in adversity and who can't. And even Christian Watson had a drop. I mean, that's sure. Certain, too. Yeah. That was a big play down the right sideline. But his ability, everyone had a drop. His ability to come back and make that catch in the back corner end zone, an incredible catch with the game on the line. That kind of showed what he's about. Five targets is the most he's had in four games back. That can't be the case. It's gone from they need to get more targets to Tucker Kraft to they need to get more targets to Christian Watson. He's their best receiver, certainly until Jaden Reed comes back. And at a certain point, offensive football is about maximizing your matchups and getting the ball as often as possible to your best players. It doesn't seem like they're doing that if Christian Watson's only getting five targets. I think that he can have double that, and that seems more realistic in what he provides to this offense.
Woody, you mentioned that name, Jaden Reed. People really chomping at the bit to get him back out on the football field. When do you think we'll see the likes of Jaden Reed and some of these other guys, Lucas Van Ness and maybe Marshawn Lloyd, etc.?
I think it's still a couple weeks at minimum until you see him on the field in games. But the big question this week, and we're about to find out, obviously, out at practice, is whether or not they activate his practice window. And he's missed so much time that if they activate his practice window off IR this week, it's not like he's going to play against the Vikings. I doubt that he'd play against the Lions even on a short week next week. But, you know, maybe the week after. You know, you're coming off that long mini bye. I think it's a couple weeks away, but by early December, it should be a more complete offense with having Jaden Reed on the field on game days.
Woody, how clouded is the kicker picture now with Haversick missing the two kicks on Sunday and McManus apparently re-aggravating the quad injury? You had a million mile per hour winds that I'm sure played a factor in those mixed extra points. How mucked up is that whole situation right now?
I mean, what are they doing? I'm just of a mind that they could not have missed.
I've been asking that for 5 weeks, Woody. I've been asking that for 5 weeks now.
I don't think that they could have mishandled this any more than they have. So you have a kicker on a hot streak that literally makes everything for 2 weeks. And then you keep him on the roster so that you can bring back a kicker who is not healthy. It's one thing if Brandon McManus is totally healthy, 100%, by the time that, you know, Pittsburgh rolls around and you're kicking him because he's healthy, but he's not. By Matt LaFleur's own admission, he's working through an injury to his kicking leg, and you put him out there anyway. And I get that in this league, a lot of times at a lot of different positions, guys got to play through injuries. John, I'm sure there are many times in your career that you played through injuries, But we're talking about a kicker with a kicking leg injury and a kicker on the roster who has made everything, and you're sitting him when you don't have to, instead of putting him on IR. And then after 3 weeks, because you've been kicking him, the injury gets re-aggravated. You have to drop Brandon McManus from a game. And this kicker who's now sat for 3 weeks, cooling off, goes into hailstorm winds on the road, and you're asking him to kick. I can't make sense of that. It just seems like it was mishandled. I don't know what they do this week. We don't know the severity now of Brandon McManus's quad injury to his kicking leg. I do think that, you know, Lucas Haversack should get more of a leash than this 1 week in crazy wins. I know you got to make the extra points, no questions asked, but even their kicker, it was a 48-yarder because of the penalty, but even their kicker missed an extra point that wasn't close. It was so bad that it looked like it was blocked, and it wasn't. I think that if Brandon McManus is not healthy, Lucas Haversack needs to kick. And the moment that Brandon McManus is 100% healthy, fine, go ahead and have him be your starting kicker, but not a minute before that.
Woody, the Packers start a three-game stretch against their division. They will have an opportunity to face both Minnesota, the Lions, and the Bears here. And what last year, that was the bugaboo for this football team, 1-5 within the division. Are we going to know where this Packer – let me say it like this. When these three games are done, where do you expect the Packers to stand within the division?
No, let's start with the question, are we going to know? I mean, that's literally what I've been wondering this morning. It just feels like this team's been so up and down through 10 games. We talked all offseason about you can't go 1-5 again. You got to win your division games. And they start off on the right foot week one. And we haven't seen this now since early September. Yes, I mean, I think that we're about to know what this team actually is at the end of this three-run stretch where they've got nothing but division games. And it's once again, it's going to come down to how do you do in the NFC North, a very high-floor division where there's no gimme weeks among the Bears, the Lions, the Vikings. So they're all quality football teams that can beat you if you don't play well. So they're going to have to string those games together. What we said, you know, they're going to have to do what they haven't shown that they can do, beat division teams consistently, string weeks together. I think they should beat the Vikings. Like if you line up these three games, the easiest one is this week. Obviously, the hardest one is going to be in Detroit next week. So this is a really big week. There are no easy games, but this is the easiest of the three. You got to take care of business at home.
You know, it's funny that you say that, Woody. The easiest of the three. The Vikings have played three games in the division already, and they should be 3-0. If not for a crazy kickoff return and a long Kairo Santos field goal last week, they would be 3-0 in the division. Watching this team on tape, they're still scary. I mean, this is a team very easy. Even though they're 4-6, and you say the Packers should beat them, knowing what the Packers have done against teams that they should do things against, I mean, where is your panic meter or where is your fret for what this Packers team can do this week against the Vikings at home?
No, it's not a cakewalk. You know, the NFC North is not the NFC West, where you have these upper echelon teams kind of stacking the division. But it's also not the NFC West where you have the Arizona Cardinals, and you've got that gimme week where you're getting to play them twice. There is no gimme week in this division. It is a high-floor division. So just because the Vikings should be the easiest one on your schedule, and it should be because you've got a rookie quarterback against Micah Parsons' pass rush, you should be able to affect him inside Lambeau Field. Just because that's the case does not make it easy. No, this is, as Matt LaFleur said, this is a Vikings team that beat him twice last year. This is a Vikings team with a defense that's very creative in his blitz scheme and can throw a lot of things at an offense. This is not an easy week, but this is a week that they have to take advantage of this being at home.
Ryan Wood, our Green Bay football insider, I guess, for a few more minutes here on 9 to Noon. Woody, if you were to do a NFC North power rankings right now, like forget the standings and records right now, how would you stack up this division?
Because Rami is so dying for somebody to give a little acknowledgement to his Bears.
Nope, I know where I think I know where the Bears stand, even though I am a Bears fan. I'm wondering how Woody would stack it up.
I've got the Bears third, and then you just flip a coin right now between the Packers and the Lions. I think both teams have elite talent. I don't know who's better between those two teams. Maybe you give the edge to the Packers simply because they did throttle the Lions earlier in the season, and the Lions are 6-4. I mean, they have top talent, but they've had plenty of dud weeks with that top talent too. It's not just the Packers who have done that. 7-3 is not enough for me to be convinced that the Bears are now the best team in the NFC North. They've got to do a whole lot more than that. I know they've been hot lately, but it's the Bears. They have a long history of you know, fool me once, fool me twice. Yeah, how many times are you going to fool me? And then the Vikings, I think the Vikings are the worst team in the division. That's why this should be the easiest week.
Woody, I said something to the effect of Packers, or the only thing they do consistently is their inconsistency. And as you look at these last seven games, five divisional opponents, one at Denver, one at home against Baltimore. I don't think they could have a tougher stretch to finish this season. In your guesstimation, what would you anticipate this Packer team going down that stretch, understanding that Matt LaFleur does have that outstanding record week 12 or later?
Doesn't 4-3 sound like not the worst thing with that schedule? 5-2 is doing pretty good. You know, that's an opportunity too, though, because if you know they win the NFC North, if they get that home playoff game, if they get into the postseason on a roll, they're going to be hot. They're going to be tested. Because there's no cupcakes here. So
isn't it funny though, Woody? We all just sit here and we're waiting for a switch to flip, right? We're waiting for the Packers to do something where we just say, "Oh my gosh, there's that team that we said at the beginning of the year is one of those favorites." Now you're gonna play seven tough games. You could do something really good. You just said it. They could. What's the likelihood that they do?
Well, we haven't seen it. They're 6-3-1 this season, but they started this, you know, the schedule, the record counts those first two games where they look like world beaters coming in and just dropping it on the Lions and Commanders 2-0. You take away those two games and you look at more recent, they're 4-3-1 in their last, what, eight? That's math. I'm not good at math.
I think that's good math. Yeah, we did a good job this week.
Just off the cuff, no calculator needed. 4-3-1 over the last 2 months. And now the easy part of their schedule is over. So that's where I'm like, okay, it's 4-3 what you're looking at? Because they're 4-3-1 over the easier portion of their schedule the last 2 months. The thing we know about this Packers team, though, is that there is that higher gear in there. We saw it in the second half in Pittsburgh. We saw it defensively against the Eagles, holding them to 10 points. We've seen it in fits and spurts. We haven't seen it consistently. If they turn it on consistently, they could go 6-1. Like they have that in them. I just don't know if we can predict that when the last eight games they're 4-3-1.
Ryan, you mentioned consistency, and that's been a subject of discussion on this show when talking about this Packers team. What do you, and I'm not going to ask you to put together another pie chart of blame, but
thank God.
Who do you blame, or what do you blame for the fact that this football team, as talented as they are on paper, and I think this is a Super Bowl caliber roster, what do you chalk up the lack of consistency to for this football team?
Yeah, I'm with you, Robbie. I think this is a Super Bowl caliber roster, and I thought that every single week of this season, every single week since Micah Parsons arrived in town, I thought this is Super Bowl caliber talent. And if they don't ever crystallize into a Super Bowl caliber team, how does that not come on the coaching staff, specifically Matt LaFleur, right? If the gap between the roster talent and the product on the field is so wide, that usually in this league turns back to coaching.
Woody, who's the best team in the NFC?
I have no idea, John Coo.
That's an honest answer right there. I like that.
Some days I feel the exact same way, Woody.
This is a conference that with a lot of really good teams and no dominant team. The Rams have looked really good. I still wonder, it's a long season. Can Matthew Stafford at this age hold up? I think it's a fair question. The Eagles look like the Eagles, except when they don't, because somehow Saquon Barkley's did nothing like last year, and there's questions, you know, there's so much drama there with A.J. Brown and and Jalen Hurts, and just it's not smooth in Philly. The Seahawks look really, really good until Sam Darnold has to play the Rams, going back to last year. The Lions, you told me that they'd be 6-4 through 10 games. I wouldn't have believed it. They have too much talent for that, and yet they have underperformed. They've underplayed. It's not just the Packers. I think the Packers, in terms of roster talent, take a backseat to nobody in this conference. In terms of just pure raw talent, Jordan Love might be the most talented quarterback in this entire conference, but we don't see it every week on either side of the ball. I have no idea who's the best team in this conference. It's wide open, which I think makes it, if the Packers don't crystallize into that team, only makes it that much more disappointing. Because it's not like there's a juggernaut here that you can't get over. This is a wide open season in this NFC. It's there for the taking for a team that traded its first round picks in the next 2 years because it believed that 2025 was the time. And 2025 is wide open. There's no excuse for the Packers not to get there.
Do you have an early unofficial prediction for Packers and Vikings, Woody?
I might go down with the ship here, but I'm gonna keep trusting in the talent throughout this season. Like, I see what there is on paper, and at some point, I just feel like it's got to come together. And it may never. It may never come together, but I feel like it's going to at some point. So I'm going to take the Packers to go to 7-3-1 and beat the Vikings at home.
That's Ryan Wood, our Green Bay football insider. That dude on the Packers beat for us here on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network, Green Bay Press Gazette, and PackersNews.com, and our guest for the last few minutes on the guest hotline powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. Woody, always appreciate the time and the insight, man. Have yourself a great Wednesday.
All right, take care.
There's Ryan Wood joining us. Yeah, I mean, if you're just picking on talent, And even with the tougher half of the schedule coming up for the Packers, if you're just picking on talent and what you see on paper, you should be picking the Packers for pretty much every game down the stretch here.
So does that leave Goody out of getting any criticism then? Because multiple people have now said this is the best roster.
Well,
this is a very talented roster.
When we did our pie charts of blame,
He caught a lot of heat.
I gave Goody, I think, 10%. And that 10%.
I gave 5%.
And that's.
What'd you give?
None.
He gave none.
That's my guy.
Out of a collective 300%, he got 15%. Was he really catching heat here between us?
Well, it wasn't only us. It was also people calling in and texting as well.
Yeah, we're the only opinions that matter here.
But
it's
still
our show.
Catching.
It's 9 to noon with us. Okay?
But catching.
We're the only ones.
I would say 5% is 5 too many.
An average of 5% here. And that's only, and clearly only, because of the offensive line struggles that we've witnessed this year, right? That's really it. We will applaud.
For
and everything
me.
Else.
Yep.
I mean, and
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply, in app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You could say and you can argue that bringing in Micah Parsons trumps that card, and I would accept that. That's why he
averaged, drafting Jordan Love.
That's
you mentioned is a person that can win a Super Bowl
and Malik Willis, right?
Yep,
like
yep.
The trades didn't work, or I mean the free agent pickups didn't work this year.
Correct,
like they
yep.
did last year, but they don't always hit home runs, right? But again, yeah, very little out of Goody. I think we would all agree.
We got to get to a quick break. On the other side, we know the severity of Giannis's injury, and it could be worse. But how do they get through these next couple weeks without him? We'll talk about that right after this. It's 9 to noon. He's John Kuhn. I'm Rami Makhlouf. We're on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network and powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.